AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. The 2020 election is some 17 months from now, and while there are more than two dozen Democrats running for the party presidential nomination, President Trump has focused on former Vice President Joe Biden. In a speech in Council Bluff, Iowa, Trump says no one respects the former vice president.
Treat our country with no respect, and you see that with Biden. We would never be treated with respect because people don't respect him, even if the people that he's running against. They're saying, where is he? What happened?
Biden tells reporters after campaign events in Iowa that Trump is a threat to the country.
Talking about where I disagree with the issues, why he's doing such damage to the country. That's totally different than attacking his character or lack thereof.
Before he left the White House, the president said he received what he called a beautiful and personal letter from North Korea's Kim Jong-un.
We have a very good relationship together. Now I can confirm it because of the letter I got yesterday. And I think, you know, I think that something will happen that's going to be very positive.
President also said he would not approve of U.S. intelligence agencies using Kim Jong-un's family members as assets, a day after a report that Kim's half-brother had traveled to Malaysia to meet his CIA contact before being assassinated there in 2017. Comedian Jon Stewart scolds Congress for failing to ensure that a victim's compensation fund set up after the 9/11 attacks never runs out of money.
It's not meant as an attack on the grand institution of democracy. It's meant as a dumbfounded shrug of, I can't understand why this has been so hard.
Stewart was not happy with empty seats at a hearing before the House Judiciary Committee. Louisiana Republican Mike Johnson predicted the bill will pass with overwhelming support. This is AP Radio News. A number of states are going to court in an effort to block a cell phone merger. The AP's Jennifer King with details.
California and New York are leading a group of 10 state attorneys general, filing to stop a multi-billion-dollar merger of T-Mobile and Sprint. The state officials say the merger would hurt competition and drive up prices for cell phone service. The labor union Communications Workers of America says the merger will lead to thousands of job cuts because T-Mobile would be closing thousands of overlapping stores. The companies argue that the merger is important for them to upgrade to the more powerful 5G mobile network and compete with Verizon and AT&T. FCC Chairman Ajit Pai said he would support the deal, but the Justice Department has not yet made a decision. Jennifer King, Washington.
An 8-foot alligator made good on his escape after biting off a piece of the front bumper of a Caddo Parish, Louisiana patrol car yesterday. Deputies were waiting on wildlife agents to get the critter, which had been in the middle of the road, when it attacked the car and took off for the swamps. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.